on the radio right now. Not yet. Don't do the intro yet. Gotta wait until there's 10 seconds. Because that's good radio. All right, go. Go, baby. Go, baby. Go.
Okay. It's coming up right now.
Teaching hospital.
And,
You're over.
I know. I'm sorry.
It.
It's not. It
this
hasn't
is
come
the
up
Freedom
yet.
Theme broadcasting from Pod Bay 2A, a mile above sea level at Intergalactic Prairie Studios. We alter your locus coeruleus by warming your synapses with rejuvenative radio waves. Please put on your 3D glasses now. We warm your brain to a tasty and toasty 365 degrees Fahrenheit to keep a slim flood of statism out of your head. Can you feel it? Is it working? Diane, Diana, and Jeremy, is it working?
Is there a Diane on here too?
No.
The Freedom Fiends is covered by a BIPCOT no government license. This allows reuse by anyone except governments. Learn more at BIPCOT.org. Yeah, my computer crapped out on me a little bit. I apologize.
Yeah.
I don't have it memorized. I should have it memorized by now.
You really should have it memorized by now. So, Jeremy, what are you doing with the pit bull?
Trying to keep him off my lap at the moment.
Ah, is he eating your ferrets?
No, he's a little nervous. Big 100-pound baby away from home for the first time.
That's so sweet.
He thinks he's a lap dog, so he keeps trying to climb into my lap.
A baby that would eat your face. A baby that would eat your face.
Yeah, the first day, it seemed like he wanted to do that, but apparently I've grown on him because now he wants to be my friend.
Oh, did you just adopt him?
No, I actually run a pet sitting company. So
give out the web address if people are near. What part of New York are you in?
In the Long Island section of New York,
Kentwellistan.
No, he's been banned from here. I have personally banned him from the state borders.
And you know we haven't. Well, give out your web address. What's your pet sitting service?
Oh, it's jayssitandstay.com.
Cool.
That's cute.
I'm getting high right now.
Okay.
Well, I had a half tank of oxygen that I'd already opened. Yeah, oxygen's a hell of a drug. I'm here. You can listen if I put my nose up to the. Yeah, I got a tube in my nose. I'm huffing oxygen. I'm really, really oxygenated. Things are really good. So I haven't said anything bad about Chris Cantwell in about 7 minutes, and we've been on air for 8 minutes. So
that needs to be rectified.
He wished me dead, and I was gonna play this thing on the air, but he's such a little filthy mouthed, you know, slut boy who can't get any that I just can't play any of his stuff on the air because he just cusses constantly. But he's talking about radio shows that are, and he's got his facts wrong. He says there's only three libertarian radio shows. There's Free Talk Live, and I used to be on there until they kicked me off because he was a racist. And then there was Tony Styles, which Cantwell's got bad info because Tony Styles is still presenting himself as a radio host, but he's not on radio anymore because he just flaked so many times his network fired him, and I know that because I know people at his network. He's gone. He's not on radio. He is probably out there saying to people, "I'm on radio. Donate to me." He ain't on radio. If you know a station he's on, let me know, because as far as I know, he's not on any stations. He was on a few, but he ain't on any. And then he mentions me. He won't say my name, but he says, and then there's this other cuck who he's on death's door, and I hope he dies soon, but I can't say his name. That's me. So
God.
He says I'm a cuck. So comments before we move on.
I don't understand people like that. Like, I just, why, you know, I mean, there's plenty of other things that he could say. You know, why talk about the fact that you're sick? You know, I mean, it's just, it's very low class. Very low class. Yeah.
He's a great target. Well, you know, because he wants to go after what he thinks will bother me, but that doesn't bother me. I'm right. Sick. I joke it's about like, being sick all
like,
the time.
Yeah, I'm sick.
Yeah, sick. You know. But eventually I'll be healthy and he'll still be fat and his brain will be deteriorating because he's taking nootropics. Nootropics are turning
him into a... What is a nootropic?
It's a drug that's supposed to make your brain better. Like, it's not something you take to get high. It's something you take to get smart. And they're a whole class of drugs, and they're kind of hit or miss. They are the reason that for the last year or so, when you look at videos of Chris Cantwell, he looks like he's on crystal meth. Like, he's really and he's also lost weight. He looks really twitchy and sweaty and nervous, and like, you know, he's kind of like waving his hand in the air like Hitler, like that gay thing Hitler did with his hand back, like, oh, I'm the Führer. Like, he does that.
Well, to be fair, he always looks sweaty and nervous, so I don't know if you can really pin that on.
But he looks more so. And you know him personally. Like, you used to, you know,
I've been in his
snort
presence.
Snort nootropics with him and...
That was before his nootropics days, but
that was his crystal meth days, wasn't it?
I don't know what he
or
was
heroin.
Up to.
Heroin. He's on heroin. Yeah.
It, maybe. I don't know. He. Yeah. You know.
Well, he says he was.
He made a big impact supposedly here on Long Island, because the Liberty Movement, as it were, is not very large.
Well, the Libertarian Party banned him for threatening violence against other politicians when he lost, and that's my theory, is that's when he became a government informant and agent provocateur, is because he got arrested for something. It was like drunk driving or the influence of cocaine or something, and like, you know, was facing felonies but only did a little tiny month of time or something. Yeah, I think they turned him.
Yeah, it's, well, we've discussed that before. It's a possibility. It's definitely possible out here, because they're big on trying to just get anybody who is willing
they
to work
with
everywhere.
Them. They do it everywhere.
Well, I know, but it's very big here, as I've talked about. I have friends who went through it. So, but
tell me something about him that you know that other people don't know. Tell us an insider story.
I don't think I have that information. Most of the
he
stuff
got
I
to
was.
You.
You're right. I've been bought out.
By the nootropics industrial complex. Man, I think newts, they call them newts, N-O-O-T-S. I think they turn you into a Republican. I think that's what they do. Because he used to be a libertarian, and now he's a Republican racist. He said he's not racist, too, but he had this whole rant today about how, like, Arabs and Jews and blacks are destroying America. Like, and he called in, and this other guy called in Free Talk Live, that same call, or called in his show, The Racial Agenda, the same day that that he made that, you know, wish me dead. The guy that called in, who was a friend of his and a fan of his, and was, like, trolling Free Talk Live on his behalf, was saying, like, he'd called Free Talk Live, and I heard this call. This kid called in and was like, Cantwell's not a racist, man. You can't call him a racist. And I'm like... arguing that is like Bill Clinton saying, I did not have sex with that woman, and it depends on what the definition of is. Like, Cantwell and his minions are using, like, Clintonese, you know, if they're saying he's not racist. But newts will turn you into a Republican. I do know that. And that's the squarest thing there is. So, you know, nobody goes, other than Cantwell, and, like, I think Bill O'Reilly said he used to be, you know, he's like, I was a libertarian when I was young. I liked, I backed Barry Goldwater, and then I grew up. He said that. He said, and then I grew up. And I think that's Cantwell's thing, too, is, like, I used to be into freedom, and now I grew up, and I'm a fascist.
Okay, so...
You okay?
Was I making that sound? I was not
you
making
did.
That sound.
Like
no, but I guess what
sexy
I don't
baby.
I don't understand. shut up.
That's so wrong.
That is very wrong. Stop.
Jeremy,
okay.
Two N's so, people.
How do you make it wrong? How do you make it worse like that?
No, I mean, I guess what I don't understand is that his shift to
I'm
me
trying to get
seemed...
fired. Go to your window and shout, I'm mad as hell and I'm not going to take it anymore.
Okay.
Go ahead, man.
So anyway, so his shift seemed very sudden to me.
Oh, it's about money. He realized that, like, you know, 14-year-old libertarian males, which was his only audience when he was, you know, talking about shooting cops, they don't have any money. And, you know, divorced Republicans probably do if they're not, you know, paying too many alimony.
Right.
So
yeah.
He got into the men's rights movement, and then he got into the Republican movement. So, you know, Trump fans have money. So that's where he's going.
It's just, I mean, it's just, it was all very suspicious. The fact that he just switched so suddenly, there was no, I don't feel like that there was really any kind of, you know, evidence that he was moving in that direction other than just being crazy.
Oh,
you did? Okay. Yeah.
What about you, Jeremy, who's, like, actually sat in the same room drinking beer with him back in the day?
I could, because he's, for the longest time, he's tried to convince everybody that he does this just, you know, just for the ratings, just for the clicks, just for the likes, just for trying.
Oh yeah,
to get
he's
donations.
A click, yeah. A click cuck is the name.
So
I
call he's, cuck. he's basically to create sauna, but somebody like him who has had issues with drugs and alcohol in the past, someone who clearly, I mean, he's talked about it before, but even just you can tell just by looking at him and listening to him speak for more than 5 minutes, has some severe anger issues. Mm. So even if he was at the beginning just doing this, he literally created a persona, you know, and just went on with that. The chances of it bleeding into his life and it becoming him are highly probable with somebody who already has those type of issues. So,
he used to say it's a persona, and you know he was basing it on like Andy Kaufman, kind of, you know, that was his excuse. But he's kind of jumped that shark. I also, somebody on Facebook today said that they thought he had the signs of early onset Alzheimer's, which is pretty bizarre, but he is kind of like messing up more, like fumbling for words and kind of like having these weird twitches. I don't know. Something, I think it's just the newts, but could be. But it'll be kind of interesting if, like, you know, if he loves conservatives, maybe he'll just become like Reagan. Maybe he'll just become whatever happened to Reagan in the end of his second term.
Who knows?
Yeah. All right. Enough of this. Unless you guys got any closing comments.
Nah.
No, he's a putz.
Yeah.
He's a putz.
Yeah.
And, that sums it up nicely.
So let's move along to Cantwell's really happy because his Führer Trump was at in Iowa today. The Iowa,
and he lost the caucus,
lost.
By the way.
Yeah. It was the Iowa Cuck Us. I can't believe I'm the only one that came up with that. No one else came up with that. Cuck U.S. Cuck Us. The Iowa Cuckuses. And as Ed Swain responded to that, only cucks need a master. And that's true, man. If you are... Yeah. I don't even know who was there. You know, I was actually the Wyoming chair at one point, like 7 years ago, of the Republican Liberty Caucus. I must not have done a very good job, though, because I can't really tell you what a caucus is. I know it's got something to do with pre-primary voting, but I don't know, man. It just sounds like a bunch of ducks yelling in a room to me. Caucus.
It's a big old caucus.
Yeah. Every time I hear the word, wasn't that the name of the race in Alice in Wonderland with the dodos and everything? Why do
the
I
caucus?
Think it was,
you know,
a caucus race?
Right.
Don't I think
it should be?
I seem to remember that being the case, and that's the whenever I hear that word, I don't know what it is either. People were telling me, were you paying attention to the caucus? I'm like, what is that? I don't know.
Freedom.
Well,
we're
out.
We're
with
out.
Michael
we're
Dean
out
and his weird yes. friends.
This show survives on donations from fiends like you. We put that money back into our show and Liberty Outreach and donate most our ad space to Liberty organizations that make a difference. We're also a teaching hospital, educating the next generation of Liberty talkers on the skills needed to keep the radio flame of truth burning into the future. Put your money where your heart is and make a donation of any amount to the Freedom Fiends. Please go to freedomfiends.com and click on the spinning coin on any post.
Too busy talking, talk radio. I used to like Joe Rogan on the show News Radio.
So why don't you like him now?
I don't know, because he almost gets it right, but not quite. Like,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
He's basically sounds like a libertarian, but then wants to vote for people.
Right.
Yeah, he really does.
Yeah, it's square.
Yeah, that's cognitive dissonance.
It's like the guys from South Park. They brag that they're registered libertarians.
And yeah,
like,
I know.
libertarians don't register anything, man, if they can help it.
But it's just kind of like, you know, it's like almost, but not quite. You just need to take it a little further and you'll be fine.
Yeah, I got, you know, I recently talked about being forced to take a drug test that, of course, I passed because I haven't done drugs in 21 years. I got billed for that. So I'm on all these like medications that had raised my blood pressure so much they were convinced I was on stimulants and didn't bother to like think, oh, you know, one of the side effects of like four of these drugs is high blood pressure, and one of the side effects of one of the drugs, prednisone, is extremely high blood pressure. That's what it says when you look it up. And And, you know, he immediately, like, he didn't even see me. Like, the nurse went in the other room and talked to him, and he came back. I was there getting a Xolair shot, the hamster ovary medicines. That I'm also, I've been denied by my new insurance company. Like, the death panel said, literally, I'm too sick for them to bother with this expensive drug. This drug is $6,500 a dose twice a month. So it's like, you know, it's $13,000 a month for the insurance company. And my other insurance company was paying it, but they went out of business. Thanks, Obama. And so there's only one other insurance company I can use in Wyoming. And they said that my IgE levels have to be like normal IgE. It's a measure of how allergic you are to things. Like, normal is 75. Someone with really bad allergies is 300. They won't prescribe, the new insurance company won't prescribe this drug if your IgE levels are over 700. Mine were like 2,500, which the doctor said was the highest he'd ever seen. But then they went down to like 1,500. I don't know if it's from the hamster meds or from other treatments. But so I was in there getting this shot, and the nurse said, "You have really high blood pressure. Like, almost we should send you to the hospital, but not quite. Let me go talk to the doctor." She went in the other room. She came back 2 minutes later. She said, "Okay, we're going to prescribe you high blood pressure medicine today," which they did, and it's brought my blood pressure down. I'm going to taper off that as I taper off of prednisone, too, so I won't need it. But she said, "He wants you to go upstairs and get a blood test for drugs." And I'm like, what? I don't take drugs, you know, other than the drugs you guys give me that aren't drugs. And she's like, I believe you, but it's our policy that we have to do that if someone has this high blood pressure. So they sent me up there, and I'm like gritting my teeth like, this is an abomination. And, you know, I could have argued it, but it was like my blood pressure was already so high, I didn't want to go argue it and ended up in the hospital. So,
all right.
Yeah, yeah, stroke out. That's
I would have. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So this is like a month ago, and I just got the bill. Like, my insurance company denied it. They don't pay for drug tests. So I had to pay $130 to prove I don't take drugs to my doctor, who thought I was on drugs because the drugs he's prescribing me had the side effect that looked like street drugs. Man.
Wow.
Man. That's so square. That's ridiculous. I know.
That's ridiculous. Right.
So Jeremy's got a good, happy, fun story. What is it?
Oh, okay. Well, this was, we're going to do visual humor on the radio, but this was, where is this girl from? Sweden?
Be very descriptive. It's Norway.
Norway. Yeah. Okay. Well, one of the Scandinavian countries. All right. So
with the weird words and stuff.
Yeah. It's the video is all subtitled, but it's basically about one of these furries, and not the fiends type of furries, but the people who live their lives, or at least partially, as animals. You know,
they dress up as animals. I don't know that this woman is a furry. She's not dressed a furry. Like a furry, but there was no sexual component, as far as I could tell.
Is it always have to be sexual? I thought it didn't.
Yeah,
have to.
I don't know, man. But
furries,
she thinks
is
she's a
fetish.
I think she was beyond. I think she was species dysmorphic or trans species, mm-hmm. to be more accurate. Answer.
She kept
believe she's a cat.
Yeah, she claims she was born in the wrong species.
Yeah, it's not fantasy. Mm-hmm. She really believes it.
All right, so I guess so.
There was even a discernment of, you know, like proof that she really believed this, because they had her weird cuck male neutered boyfriend talking to, and
he's a whole other story. We got to get to him.
Yeah, she said that he's a cat too, but he's not really a cat. He has multiple personalities, and one of them's a cat, but that doesn't make him a cat. But she's really a cat, and they can speak in cat to each other. They were meowing. Now, I know this girl's not a cat, because the reporter asked her, the reporter's trying not to laugh at her, but said, "Do you ever chase and eat mice?" And she says, "I chase them, but I never catch them." And I'm like, "You're not a cat if you don't eat mice. I've had cats. They eat mice."
You're listening to Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and his weird friends, tasing you with liberty since 2011. Learn more at freedomfiends.com.
Want to contribute to liberty but short on cash? You can help the Freedom Fiends without even spending a post-1964 dime. Download uTorrent and start seeding Fiends episodes and DVDs to help keep us drone-proof. There's a Torrent Club link at the top of freedomfiends.com. There you'll find our torrent RSS feed and instructions to grab past episodes and automatically download new ones, even while you're away from the computer. You'll also get special episodes of The Fiends days or even weeks before regular podcast subscribers who aren't torrenting. Leave your computer on, seeding the torrents while you're at work or asleep. The more people seeding The Fiends, the more drone-proof we'll be when the boot comes down.
Say what you want about Hitler. Say what you want about Hitler. But at
least
only
good could come after that statement.
Say what you want about Hitler, but at least he killed Hitler.
Yeah, that's true.
That's right.
That's very
I didn't make that up, but it's pretty funny. All right. So, speaking of things that are worse than Hitler, we're looking at the Metro, the Metro UK. It's metro.co.uk website. This is like all bad news. Like, this is clickbait, and it's like, you know, toddler raped at birthday party, rapist beat to death. I guess that's good news. So more people have come forward with sex allegations after film. Cat beat to death at bus stop. Gang of hundreds of masked men beat up refugee children. Three men jailed for raping 16-year-old. This is like the mom urges public to report meme version of picture of her differently abled son. This is all horrible news, and this website is worse than Hitler. And that's, we're going to read an article from it called Tony the Tiger has started blocking furries due to their sexual fascination with him. Now, there's this Twitter account called Cantwell Googlin'. It's twitter.com/Cantwell Goo. Now, there are people who think it's me. It's a guy pretending to be Chris Cantwell, but he's a furry. He likes to dress up in furry costumes like cats and go to sex parties with strangers. So
and Photoshop my head on a furry.
And Photoshop your head on a furry. Now, there's people who think that, including Cantwell, who say they think that I am this person. But I think it's actually Cantwell. Although Cantwell Goo is really nice to me, and I don't think Cantwell could be nice to me.
No, I don't think so.
Even as a persona. So, but I did name the URL for the site. Originally, it was Cantwell Googling, and I was like, I am the guy. And I was like, oh, come on, man, you're missing a great opportunity here. Just make it Cantwell Goo. And he did. So I built that. But we like him a lot, and he seems to like you and MK. He's made pictures of, like, Cantwell licking. No, MK licking Cantwell's head. And
yeah, I saw that.
He was a furry. But Cantwell licking.
He MK likes redheads, maybe.
Yeah. So, Tony the Tiger. Read about Tony the Tiger Gate. And we're going to have to clean some of this up on the fly.
It is really, really funny. Let's see.
Wait. I got to say, Barack Obama is a liar, a socialist, and his feet stink. Hillary Clinton is a liar, a socialist, and her pantsuit stinks. And Bernie Sanders is a liar, a socialist, and he smells like tinkle. And Trump is just a Nazi cuck, man. And if cuck becomes president, I mean, if Trump cuck becomes president, Cantwell be the first to go. I mean, in the Third Reich of that guy, of Trump, you know, I mean, Trump has said over and over and over he wants to ban assault weapons, whatever that means. He's anti-gun. And he was at the Clintons' wedding. I mean, he's not a Republican. And, you know, I'm not a fan of Glenn Beck, but this is kind of interesting. I heard Glenn Beck yesterday on TV saying that, basically implying that he knew for a fact that Trump was buying all his endorsements. And, you know, that's kind of weird, too. And it's like Trump has said that he should be president because he's too rich to bribe. But that doesn't mean he can't bribe people. And apparently Glenn Beck thinks Trump is bribing people. But Trump is claiming to be pro-gun rights. He's lying, man. Why don't Cantwell and other Trump supporters understand that all politicians lie to get into power and then ruin your life? And, you know, here's the thing. Like, Hitler tried to come to power way before he did and was shut out because the economy and everything was so good in Germany. And then the economy collapsed, and then they wanted the extremism. And politicians want things to be bad because that's when people clamor for politicians. And people are idiots.
Save us!
Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, Tony the Tiger.
Tony the Tiger. Yay. Okay, so some of these tweets are hilarious. Okay, so here's
cleaned
a furry.
I
am, don't worry. So Panda Please, which is a, I guess, a furry out there on Twitter, says, at Real Tony Tiger, you, sir, are a glutton for punishment. I won't deny your ability to cause swooning, but hashtag run. Hashtag the furries are coming for you.
Hashtag Tony Tiger Gate. Yeah,
that's there's that one. And then there's this one that says snake with a party hat, which may have been the one to kind of trigger the blockage. But
trigger warning.
Was requesting certain explicit photographs from at Real Tony Tiger. And some various other ones like this. And then all of a sudden they get blocked. And somebody says, Kenyell's great. I don't even think I've ever tweeted at Real Tony Tiger. Did they just go and block all furries? And then
it's a preemptive strike.
Fluffy vacuum. He says, let my people go. Hashtag Tony Tiger Gate. It's really funny. Oh, and then here's this one. Thanks to a few a-holes, the low reputation of the furry fandom has sunk to a new low.
Tony then, Tiger Gate. Hashtag. Yeah.
At this point, I'm embarrassed to be a furry. Seriously, people, shape up or get out. Quit hurting the community as a whole.
You know, I got to say, the quit hurting the community as a whole, I have heard that in every subculture I've ever been involved with, from like punk rock to kink to libertarianism. And it's generally idiotic. Like, I can't imagine or count how many letters to Maximum Rock and Roll magazine I saw back in the punk rock days in the 80s about, like, so-and-so is destroying the scene. And, like, these really, like, humorless letters that are just blah, 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 blah. Now, the reason I go after Chris Cantwell constantly is I really think he's hurting liberty. And the way I think he's hurting liberty, and you could say, like, I'm like one of those humorless punk rockers writing the letter to Maximum Rock and Roll, but it's like, Chris Cantwell is like a 5-year-old kid with his head on fire saying, look at me, mom. You know, he wants any attention he can get, to the point where, you know, when some mainstream media outlet, it wants to write an article, you know, making libertarians look bad, and the writer is doing research and just Googles, you know, libertarian a-holes, you know, Chris Cantwell and Stefan Molyneux are the first two things that come up. And those guys, you know, they don't represent, they're totally tainted. They've kind of like held on to the idea, like called themselves libertarians in the past. And and the other guy, the Canadian cuck guy, what's his name, Molyneux, he actually like was an important part of a lot of people's journey to liberty. I don't think Cantwell has ever been, but Molyneux is just gone, jumped the shark, and then like inserted his member in its blowhole. That's how bad he is. So is Cantwell. Well, you have to cut the blowhole. The sharks don't have blowholes, but the sharks mate with the porpoises and the dolphins and the whales, and you get the blowhole. And that's what you get when you got gay marriage. You end up with interspecies fish sex with libertarians from Canada and Long Island. Okay, oh, go on with the furry stuff. Can you be a furry and be a dolphin? They don't have fur, but I guess you'd still be a furry, wouldn't you?
There's got to be. Well, I mean, there's like stuffed animal dolphin toys that are furry. So I'm sure you could get like a dolphin costume that's furry.
So the reason I'm totally going after Cantwell 24/7 in any way I can. Now, people say I'm obsessed, and like I get a couple emails a day from like haters, you know, people who lick Cantwell and love Cantwell, and the same, you know, people that love Molyneux. those the people write me and say, like, they why are you obsessed? You must have a man crush on these people. And it's like, no, I don't. And I actually
You're obsessed suffer. With the truth.
I'm obsessed with the truth, man. I lose money going after these people. We lose listeners. I've lost friends. And we lose donations going after these guys. But I have to do it.
Yeah.
It's a public service to do it. I am suffering for liberty. And please donate. Hashtag please donate. But, yeah.
Nice.
So, furries, go on.
What else do we have to say about the furries? I don't know. Like, it's just
I'm
silly.
A friend of the furries. I don't hate them. I think they're funny, in my libertarian paradise, you know, there would be like, you know, dancing with the furry stars on mainstream TV. You
know? Dancing with the furry stars. It's a good one. I don't really. I mean, you were asking about the dolphin before. I honestly don't know that much about the furry community to be able to answer that question. But I mean, from what I know about them,
I don't.
But sure, Diana, you keep telling us that.
We've seen the pictures.
Exactly. There's proof. But just like you, I mean, I don't have a problem with them if that's what they want to do. I mean, I think this thing was a little. I think people got a little out of hand. I mean, I'm sure it started as a joke, but some people could view it as
corporations
the whole thing as a joke,
Corporations can't do social media. That's part of this. Like, you know, really the thing to do would be to ignore them and let them tweet and not block them. And it would be better for the brand. You know?
Because blocking them just draws attention to it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But like I said,
I block a lot of people.
I don't have a problem with that. It's freedom of association. But I mean, I just
same
think
thing
that
with Tony Tiger. But if he, you know, if your bottom line is your bottom line, which is the truth with most corporations, and I've been to Battle Creek to the Kellogg factory. I've toured it as a child. And
sounds
you know,
like fun.
Mecca. It's Mecca for cereal lovers, man. It really is.
Yeah, I would imagine. Frosted Flakes are really good.
Yeah, they really are.
And the
really
Kellogg's ones are
not
the best.
Good for you.
The generic ones are terrible.
Yeah, MK Lords is tweeting at me. I see you. I see what you're doing there, MK Lords. She's making up weird hashtags. All right, about furries.
About furries.
Yeah. All right, let's move on. I think we've had enough. We got
enough
a minute
furries.
Before the next break, but what can we go into here, guys? This is a teaching hospital. If
what
you
could
drive
we segue
a car,
nicely to? Okay, go ahead.
Well, if you drive a car, cops can now legally murder you. That's there have been a couple of cases recently where cops have shot somebody in a car who's not charging them and saying, and the cops were cleared by saying, you know, the court said it was the investigators, the police investigating themselves, say the person was armed because they were driving a car. So, but they weren't charging him. They were going away from the cops and were murdered. That's all we need. I think we could go on to something else when we get back. If you drive a car, police can legally murder you.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends. Go to freedomfiends.com to help keep it drone-proof.
Wake up and smell the freedom. One of the easiest things you can do to help Liberty is to torrent Freedom Fiends episodes to help keep them drone-proof. You can set up your home computer to download and share Freedom Fiends archives over BitTorrent. You can even set up scheduling so it only shares while you're asleep or at work. Put your unused computing power to work and help keep the Freedom Fiends around well into the future. Simply go to freedomfiends.com and click on the Torrent Club link and learn how to torrent and share Freedom Fiends archives.
Because we're on the air. Stop talking.
All right. I won't say anymore. Sorry. Sorry.
We were talking about relationships and stuff.
Yeah, and Diana's talking about
budding relationships.
Wanting to find a man and being on Match.com, and I told her that's not the place she's going to find the anarcho-capitalist man of her dreams.
Yeah, that's going to be hard.
I think we should just start running an ad on the Fiends. Like, are you an NCAP furry in the Denver area?
Not a furry.
That's not what I saw on the internet.
That's not how I roll.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, they have to be tolerant of furries. They don't have to be a furry themselves.
Yeah,
they
just have to be okay.
I don't know if there's a like dating site for you know, libertarians. There should be. I actually tried to start one.
Yeah.
I registered the domain name a few years ago, libertylovescompany.com. But I don't know. I didn't do it. I was too busy being happy with my wife. I've been married for 10 years, and I did meet my wife on the internet on bondage.com, which is a very specific special interest website. And I wouldn't have met her otherwise, even though we lived like 30 miles apart in L.A.
So it wasn't farmersonly.com?
No, that is one of them, isn't it? Yeah. Cool.
Bondage.com, huh?
TeaPartyRanchers.com. Come occupy. Come die with me. I'm sorry.
That's too bad. Soon?
Too soon.
Yeah. Too soon.
Too soon.
See, yeah. I have a name for police, for a group of police now. I want people to spread this. It's a murder of cops.
Mm-hmm. Just you know, like a
murder of crows.
That
yeah.
Works.
Like, because cops murder people all the time mm-hmm. and get away with it, especially if you're driving a car. So, mm-hmm. You know, they could kick in your door, and if you, you know, they do this all the time. They kick in people's doors in the middle of the night because they think they might have some weed or something. And you know, I don't care. If you're conservative, cuck-servative, and you're listening to this, or cuck-liberal, you know, if you believe in, like, mm-hmm. you need masters to rule over you, and you think that there's any point in voting, you know, if you're one of those people who thinks that drugs should be illegal and the police need to protect you, first of all, those police, once Hillary gets elected and legalizes pot, those police are going to be retrained to kick in your door and take your guns. And you may think you're going to have some Waco fantasy and be a hero. First of all, they've figured it out. They just get you on the way to the dentist now or on the way to the meeting like they did with Lavoie Finicum. They're not going to let you shoot it out with them. So, yeah, man, you don't need masters. Don't be a cuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is a very, right. very good point.
So, Diana's looking for love in all the wrong places, but she'll find it. Not on Match.com. If you're an anarcho-capitalist furry in the Denver area...
I think there actually have been attempts at libertarian sites, but they really haven't.
They failed.
Of course,
libertarians gone 99% guys and 1% women,
which is like awesome for me.
Yeah, it is. You don't need a. You don't need a.
You have your pick Facebook, of all the neckbeards. Aren't you
yeah.
lucky?
I've looked at your pic. You post these like glamour shots of you that look really nice. You're a pretty girl, but
most of them are like me with no makeup.
Yeah, but they look great. And then, like, I look at them, and I see, like, 80 guys I've never heard of going, beautiful, baby, as comments. You don't need to be on a dating site. You are a dating site. They're probably yeah. all neckbeard losers that are 40 and living with their mom, but, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, that I don't know.
Like,
yeah,
Cantwell.
The pickings are definitely slim on Match, for sure, in this area.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. So
aside from political ideology,
well, but the fiends really is a dating site too, because I don't know if I can say anything yet about Lisa Delascio and Lou, but I will say this. I have a message for Lou. The worm has a long mustache. The worm is against the wall. Do you guys get that?
It's a
Red
Dark
Dawn
Side of the
reference.
Moon.
Oh. No. It's a Red Dawn reference. In Red Dawn, like, you know, after the society collapses and it's every man for himself and there's bands of children shooting it out with Cubans in the woods of Colorado.
Oh, you mean a libertarian paradise?
Yeah, it's a libertarian paradise. Yeah, they're starving and freezing and armed to the teeth and shooting at each other. And, and there's, like, pirate radio, like, broadcasting. You know, they'll play music, yeah. and then this lady will go, the chair is against the wall.
The chair is against the wall.
And that's a reference to, like, something in World War II. Like, they actually did that on radio in Europe to, like, you know, send encrypted messages over public radio.
A code, yeah.
Over unencrypted radio. Yeah, Radio Free Europe did it, and a few other things. We are the Radio Free Europe, broadcasting into the tyranny of America.
Into the abyss of tyranny.
Yeah, we're broadcasting over the wall. Into
the
East
wall,
Germany
the
that is America. We'll be back after this trip to the market. Yeah, this is kind of a like galloping horse kind of that's my song. That's My Gun Keeps You.
Are you sick of government lackeys who say you didn't build that? Are you tired of elitists who think you need a government permission slip for everything? Everything you do is an A to B conversation, and the government should see their way out of it. create true free markets by adopting the BIPCOT No Government License. The BIPCOT NoGov license allows use or modification of any product, service, or software except by governments or government agents. Go to BIPCOT.org. That's Bravo, India, Papa, Charlie, Oscar, Tango.org.
Don't say I'm giving out that personal information.
I know, I'm not going to do that.
Don't dox yourself.
You'll get the wrong boyfriend when they find out how much money you make. You get some guy like Cantwell who needs a sugar bubble.
No, I don't make that much money. I can barely support my own sugar needs, okay?
Sugar. All right, honey. This is the freedom fee.
And I... Never mind.
What, Jeremy? What, Jeremy? You are. The trigger warning is the Freedom Fiends broadcasting through the Libertarian Reeducation Center's No Orbit Ion Cannon high atop Financial Beast Plaza on the artificial satellite LibPair 2017 in the Alpha Centauri region. Please insert the purple wire into your cortex now. The Freedom Fiends is covered by a BIPCOT No Government License. This allows reuse by anyone except governments. Learn more at BIPCOT.org. So... there's this really cool dude, I want to say, shout out to Scott. Scott Sanders, no relation to Bernie Sanders. Scott is listening right now, and you know, this is what syndicated radio on 32 stations is for, is for me to give one-to-one messages to my friend. So, Scott, I wrote you earlier tonight, you asked about having some BIPCOT flags made. I had a BIPCOT flag made. It's the coolest thing in the world. It's blue and white, and it has a monster face tongue with teeth on it, drawn by Davy Barker. And it is the coolest thing in the world.
But hey, Davy.
I don't go anywhere. Yeah, come back. We want you back. And, you know, speaking of which, let me do a little aside here. Dan in Scotland left our libertarian radio show. I don't know why, but he just left. Now, if there's anyone out there that lives in Scotland, I will pay you $50 to go over to his house and threaten him and coerce him into coming back to our libertarian radio show.
Completely violate the nap. Just go on right out. Well, I will, ahead and do that.
Yeah, you can write an indulgence, right?
I can write a libertarian. I can issue a libertarian indulgence because I am the Pope of Liberty. Yeah, or at least one of the bishops. All right. So. There's only one BIPCOT flag in the world, and I have it, but there should be hundreds, and they should be displayed everywhere. So Scott Sanders wants to have one made for himself, and this is the coolest thing in the world. He wanted to have one made for Nima Vidati and pay for it himself and give it to Nima, because Nima does DJing for a living, and Nima could hang it up behind his, you know, when he's DJing a wedding. I don't know if he could or not, but he gets out of the house.
Or a kid's birthday party.
And he also, like, takes, he and his wife travel with his kids. Yeah, but they travel all over and take all these pictures. I think he should be doing the, like, you know, the Flat Stanley, where he's like out there with the BIPCOT flag all over America in the wilderness getting pictures taken with it with his family. So the thing is,
Nima.
Yeah, so Scott Sanders asked me how much it was to have it made, and I said it was $45.68 with postage from China. It's printed in China. And, you know, people say, oh, you gotta have stuff made in America. You're destroying America. I'm like, I checked around. There's nobody in America that will make me one of these for less than $300. But in China, I could get it made for $28.49. Now, that's what I wanted to tell Scott is, I said $45.68, but that's to get it in like a week. If you don't mind waiting like 4 to 6 weeks, the shipping's less. So the whole thing to have the flag made and shipped to you is $28.49 total. So I tweeted this and Facebooked it, and we're putting in the show notes tonight the link on the BIPCOT.org site. Get your own BIPCOT flag. There's a picture of me with two black eyes here holding. Not black guys, black eyes, where I fell, where I was so sick coughing this summer that I fell and passed out and broke my nose.
I was sitting here trying to think of, like, which black guys you were talking about. Yeah.
I only know two black guys, and they're both libertarians. One is Rich Black, that we did the song with. And, you know, Rich Black is, like, the coolest rap name, and I made that up. It's Andre. Everyone knows Andre. And but Rich Black, I forgot this. You know, it sounds like a rich black guy. It's why isn't there a rapper named Rich Black before I made this up? But Rich Black is actually a color used in printing that's, like, darker than black when you print. Like, on a computer screen, RGB, it just shows all blacks show up as black. But on printing, you can have black combined with, like, CMYK in certain amounts, and it comes up even blacker. It's, like, blacker. Like, how much more black can it be? And the answer is none. That's called Rich Black, and it's a print color. So
it's also a mascara color.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Rich Black?
Wow. The more you know.
All right. The more you know. Okay, so if you want to, I want all the fiends to get a BIPCOT flag, and I want all the fiend fans to get a BIPCOT flag. And you got to get it yourself, because I'm busy trying to pay my own medical bills for drug tests I didn't want, and trying to raise money for Fiend the Homeless so we can give radio receivers to homeless crackheads in Philadelphia. So they can receive them.
Oh, no, wait a minute. That was the different plan.
Knives and speed.
Knives and speed, the road to freedom. All right. So we want to talk about the BIPCOT, no government license. I've been I want this thing to spread, and it's a lot of people are using it, and it's pretty cool. And the Road Gunner podcast is one of those people. Now, the Road Gunner podcast tweeted today, like, how many episodes they'd had this year and last year. It was like, you know, 10 episodes this year and 42 episodes last year. And he said, what do you want? We're not the Freedom Fiends. So I went through and looked this up. Okay, 2011, the Freedom Fiends had 46 episodes. 2012, we had 108 episodes. 2013, 166 episodes. 2014, 261 episodes. 2015, 267 episodes. 2016, 19 episodes so far. We are the hardest working band in rock and roll, man. I mean, the only other show that's daily, that's Liberty, there's only one other Liberty show.
Free
Talk Live. And they're daily, you know, so they do as many. Actually, they do a few more than us, because one of ours per week is a replay of Best Of. But, you know, we're consistently churning out 4, 5, and 6 new episodes a week for years now. And, but, you know, Free Talk Live make a lot of money. I mean, I don't know if they're 6 figures, but I'm guessing they're high 5 figures. But put it this way, Mark quit and then came back. Mark quit in a huff because they weren't getting enough money or support or love or something. And I love Mark. And I'm so glad he's back, man. I like the episodes with him and Ian. So he came back, but he came back because, like, people pledged another $1,200 per month. And that's, like, on top, that's just what goes to their advertising. That's not in their pocket or their salary or their advertising. That's the extra Mark got per month for advertising by throwing a fit is pretty much more than the Fiend's operational budget per year. Okay?
Wow.
Hashtag please donate. I'm not saying anything bad about them, but I'm saying we are 97 times cooler than them because we produce almost as many episodes per week as they do, coming on, like, you know, 5 years. They've been around 12, 13 years, but we're catching up. We are the hardest working band in Liberty on the least amount of money. I'll say that.
Yeah.
So,
don't think that could be denied.
BIPCOT.
We are lean and mean.
Yep.
Well, I'll definitely get one of those flags, but it makes sense. I just want to say, it does, unfortunately, it makes sense that you had to go out of the country to get them. I had a similar problem just to get at one point I wanted to get one of the ANCAP flags, you know, just the plain yellow and black. I ended up having to get one out of Germany. Yeah. For a cheaper price than anything, anywhere in the States, I think the cheapest one I could find was like $150, and that was specially made.
One.
Yeah. Yes.
That's a mass produced one. We're talking, these ones from China, we're talking like you're getting specially a flag made. custom made. Like, I have the artwork and the website here where you upload it to in China. And they will make them, and it's a great deal, man. They look really good. They're two sided, and they're really high res. If you use this image that I include, and yeah, man, you're rock and roll.
I'll get one.
Cool. So I want to talk about BIPCOT license. So it's this license I came up with. It's kind of a joke, but it's kind of serious. And like 30 people are using it for projects now. Everything from blogs to software to speakeasies at Porkfest to, you know, I mean, if you count everybody at Porkfest, like 100 people are using it, because I had someone.
We had flyers.
Flyers and people. Yeah. It's really easy to license your product, service, or software, BIPCOT. And it doesn't really have any legal weight. Basically, the idea is, you know, things covered by the license can be used and or changed for any purpose by any person except by governments or government agents. And if government or government agents use it, the license reserves the right to make fun of that person by name throughout the known universe and beyond in perpetuity. So literally, like, you know, if you cover something with a BIPCOT license and, you know, it shows up Exhibit A in some trial, like, everyone that from the prosecutor to, you know, everybody, the judge, everybody, you get to go on radio and the internet and just say horrible things about those people, and you have my permission.
Yeah.
So yeah.
I think that's perfect. I like what you wrote to this guy Mark about it.
Yeah, and so this guy Mark. So I've been sending it to people who have an interest in, you know, who are anti-intellectual property law or have an interest in, you know, alternative licenses or whatever. And most of them ignore me. Most of them are like, get away from me, kid. You bother me. I don't know who you are. Or, you know, some of them are like Richard Stallman, who will start arguing with me. But, you know, never adopt anything because he's got his own license, the GNU license. So I sent it to Mark from this band called Negative Land. Now, I'm going to have to give some background on Negative Land. Everybody, run to your computers right now and scream, I'm mad as hell and I'm not going to take it anymore. And then go to Wikipedia and search Negative Land. Negative Land, all one word. Mm-hmm. And Negative Land is a band that's been around since the late 70s. They're still around in some form. They used to
live in my... One of their members died recently.
Yeah. I know. Let's have a moment of silence for him. But we can't have too much silence. There, that's enough, because on radio, if you stop talking for 6 seconds, alarms go off.
And then elevator music comes on.
It does. And we've done this. And that's because, like, literally, our, you know, in Minnesota, where I've never even been to GCN Studios, the little gnomes that are board ops, the little gnomes that, you know, I say they smoke crack, but they don't. I'm kidding when I say that. But they're not there every minute I need them, because, you know, because the fiends, you know, bottom of the barrel. But, you know, when they're not there, I joke that they're out smoking crack. But they're not. They're hardworking guys. And, but literally, like, an alarm goes off in the studio if we have any 6 seconds of silence. And that's because we are so important that if we stop talking, alarms go off.
And elevator music comes on.
If you told me when I was like 14 and 15 and like the most egotistical of my life, if you'd said to me, someday you talking will be so important that if you stop, alarms will go off and people will scramble to get you back on, I would have been like, of course that'll happen because I'm that important. I'm the Liberty Pope. All right, we'll be back with more about Negative Land and the BIPCOT license after this trip to the market. Worms.
Worms.
Barack Obama is a liar, a socialist, and he smells his like tinkle.
Oh, I thought that was Bernie Sanders.
Oh, you're right. His feet stink. They all
do. You're listening to Freedom Fiends. So much truth, it hurts.
Hey, there's some Squiscar Squiggles from Death Clocks. And you are listening to the Freedoms Fiends on the, you know, the radios. And I guess I says worms now. So there you go.
Tired of those old Freedom Fiends buttons? Well, the Freedom Fiends have new button designs.
As always, it's only $10 for 10 buttons. And you'll get these nifty designs. Buy sheep, for sheep, on sheep.
State speech is hate speech.
Two designs for Guns and Weed, The Road to Freedom.
Three designs for Fiend Phone.
BIPCOT No Gov.
A Freedom Fiends Worms button.
And Ask Me About My Worms.
Go to freedomfiends.com and click on the link at the top that says Buttons.
And now they're bigger buttons.
They used to be 1¼ inch. Now they're 1¾ inch. Dan, they're bigger buttons.
What does freedom mean? Tune in to LRN.FM to find out. LRN.FM is the Liberty Radio Network, a collection of live talk radio and podcasts, all coming from a principled pro-liberty perspective. LRN.FM show hosts aren't left, right, or conspiracy kooks, you can tune in 24/7 to LRN.FM via your phone, computer, satellite, and more. Listen free anytime at LRN.FM. That's LRN.FM.
Okay, the next edition of Fiend Phone, I'm going to have Derek Slopey. Derek Slopey, I know you're listening. One-to-one message here. When you make the new version of Fiend Phone, the final out of cuck beta 1.1 version.
Cuck beta, cuck, Fiend Phone.
No, it's great. And, when it gets out
we
of
love
beta
Fiend
cuck.
Phone.
Yeah, I want him to add something that will put a shock collar on my show host to wake them up. And Fiend Phone won't work unless they wrap this shock collar around their neck and plug it into a USB port. I want to be able to shut them up so we can be more professional. All right.
Sorry.
Yeah, so
we're just getting to know each other. We've never done a show together before.
Oh, yeah, you two?
Yeah.
I think you guys are going to end up doing it. I really do. Yeah. Yeah.
The night is still young, so, you know. You know.
Yeah. All right. So, Nima just gave me his address to give to Scott. Should I just give Nima's address to Scott over the air?
I thought that's what you were about to do.
Please don't do that.
Okay. So,
sorry, Nima, we doxed you tonight.
I have like a 1 to 5 message here too. There's probably 5 people listening. So if there's anybody who's not in America who wants Fiends buttons, order them tonight, because I only go to the post office like every 2 months, and I can mail Fiends buttons to America without waiting in line. I can just drop them in a mailbox, and I do it all the time as soon as they're ordered. But outside of America, like, I only send those off like every month or two. So I'm going tomorrow to the post office in the afternoon. So, but you got to get them done tonight. You got to get them ordered. So if you want Fiends buttons, email me or Facebook me or go to the button link on the Fiends site. And did I say Fiend Phone me? Email me. So there's $16 anywhere. You know, they're $10 in America. They're $16 in the rest of the world with shipping and waiting in line. So go to the Fiend site and the drop-down menu. Pick the Canada option, which is $16 on PayPal. Or just send me the Bitcoin, $16, and then send me an email. So seriously, man, if you want, order before midnight tonight. Order before, like, 7 a.m. Central time, U.S. time. And I will get them out to you tomorrow. So I want to talk about the Bipcot license and Negative Land. So Negative Land, I can't believe that none of my friends and fans know who Negative Land are. I posted about them. Nobody, like not even a single like on Facebook. You know, I post something about Bernie spelling like Tinkle, and I get like 170 likes. Like nobody knew who Negative Land was. So, which is kind of weird, and it kind of shows like you're only as good as your last, you're only as popular as your last show. Like, Negative Land are great, and they're a weird art rock band, and they've been around since the 70s, but they were incredibly famous on an underground level in the early 90s because they got sued by the record label of the band U2 and the publishing company of the band U2, because they put out a record called U2 by Negative Land, and they kind of did this intentionally as a joke to kind of mess with the idea of branding and trademark and copyright.
Yeah.
The album cover was a giant, the letters U2 and a U2 airplane, like the band, and then in tiny letters at the bottom it said Negative Land. So people thought it was the new U2 record and bought it. And the song that was on there was the melody and a sample from I Still Haven't Found What I'm Looking For by U2 with cut-ups of Casey Kasem. Now, the old folks know who he is. You guys know who he is?
Yes.
Voice of Shaggy,
He used to do the American Bandstand radio show and then TV show for like 50 years.
Casey Kasem didn't do American Bandstand. That was that was the other guy. He did the Top 40.
Ah, okay, the Top 40.
Yeah, the weekly Top 40.
And he also did the countdown for New Year's Eve in New York City a lot of years. Remember that? Like the ball drop? Like he was the MC for that for like a decade or more.
Yeah.
And then he got, you know, dementia and then he died. But when he was still around, like basically, there was a recording of him that had been made by a board op at his radio station where he was syndicated from. And it was him, like, off mic, like, not live, rehearsing. And he was just cussing up a storm and, like, saying horrible things about the band U2. He's like trying to read the copy. It's kind of like that Bill O'Reilly thing of, F it, we'll do it live. It's very much like that, but it's audio only. And it's Casey Kasem like, well, and there's this new up-and-coming scrappy little band called U2. That's the letter U and the number two. And he's like, who wrote this copy? I can't effing say this. This is, who cares about this band? They're from England anyway, which is funny because they're from Ireland. And the Negative Land got sued, and Negative Land were like, they were anti-IP, not only before it was cool, but before a lot of our listeners were born. Like, this band was in the trenches fighting giant corporations over the ridiculousness of copyright before Napster, before any of you were anarcho-capitalists, and, you know, like, before there was an internet that anyone was on. Like, in 1990, we're talking, like... They were sued. And we'll have more about this when we get back from Freedom Fiends. That's the letter F and the letter F. These guys are from
You're Alpha listening Centauri. To the Freedom Fiends.
That doesn't matter.
And I'm beaming these words into your cerebellum. When you shop online, please do it through the Freedom Fiends Amazon link over on the right side of freedomfiends.com. It won't cost you any extra, and the Fiends will get a little taste from Amazon, and Amazon will save you the danger of drive-by stabbings at your local mall. Amazon sells pretty much everything you can buy on this earth, except for guns and weed. But they do sell the DVD Guns and Weed, The Road to Freedom. So get that for your gun-hating stoner brother or neocon gun nut dad. They'll thank you for it. That's freedomfiends.com. Freedom, Foxtrot, Echo, Echo, November, Sierra.com.
Meow.
Yeah.
Meow.
Okay. I've been told I'm being a tease. And we've teased this story long enough, we should get into it. But I have some asides first. I am feeling better. A lot of it's got to do with oxygen. I am just swimming in oxygen, and I've been deficient in it for years. And thanks to modern science, it's not really modern science, they've been putting oxygen in metal containers for about 100 years. But it's a hell of a drug, and I highly recommend it. Get a prescription. Get on it. You wanted to start an oxygen bar at Porkfest, Jeremy, that also serves nitrous, and you want to license it Pipcot, no government. Is that true?
Yes, sir. That is correct. I thought, because you had mentioned that a while ago. You said that if anybody had, you know, if anybody wanted to take the flag to Porkfest and I had something, and I kept thinking, what could I possibly bring to Porkfest? And then we were discussing that before, and I said, perfect. I will have a rolling oxygen bar. Nitrous may or may not be included. But I think it would be wonderful. And I'll just put it on a little cart. Maybe I'll get a little trailer, put it on the back of an ATV or something, and I'll just drive through Porkfest and try to
get it. You got to rent your little place in Agoura Valley, then.
Yeah.
What if you don't?
You could just be just outside of Agoura and have a campsite. And, you know, the thing is, if
he's
you
gonna
have
camp
a product,
with us.
If you have a product, I predict you guys are going to do it. All right, so... Your adult daughter can raise his 6-year-old twin daughters. It'll work great. Okay, so, yeah, Diana started young. What were you, like, nine when you had your kid?
Yeah, that was nine. Yeah.
Let's see.
Michael Dean, solving the world's problems one couple at a time.
I am. Yeah, I'm just living
the truth. You really are the Pope.
I'm married, so I can't, like, do all the chicks in the Fiend, so I have to set you all up and then just hear about it.
And live vicariously through us.
The wall. Living vicariously through the Fiends, dudes. Yeah. All right. So I'm going to live through the girls. I want to hear what the boys are like in there. All right. So Bipcot and Negative Land. No. So you asked me if oxygen bars are still around, if it's still a thing. The only person I know who's been to one was Davy Barker, and I think he was less than impressed. And here's the thing about oxygen bars. They do it wrong. They also charge a lot of money. They charge $1 a minute for oxygen. I get free oxygen. Like, literally. Okay, if I buy a tank of oxygen.
Lucky.
It's $12 and it lasts an hour and a half. So, although that's more than a dollar. That's way cheaper. That would be, at an oxygen bar, an hour and a half of oxygen would be $90 and I get it for $12. But I actually...
And yours is better quality.
That's leaving the house oxygen. It's better quality because, well, the stuff in the containers is better tasting. It's purer tasting than the oxygen concentrator oxygen, which is what I also have, and oxygen bars serve. And I get that free. My insurance company bought me, after 6 months of renting it, bought me an oxygen concentrator, which is this kind of noisy thing with pumps in it that's about the size of a suitcase that literally purifies oxygen out of air and delivers it in a tube. So air is like 24% oxygen, and the rest of it is
nitrogen.
Yeah, and then like 1% of, you know, it's like 78% nitrogen and 24% oxygen or something, and then like 1% argon, carbon dioxide, carbon monoxide, pollution, uranium, colloidal enemas, and you know, everything else.
Helium.
So, fairy dust. Helium. Yeah, fairy dust, PCP, meth, fracking, fracking fluids in Wyoming, lead in Michigan. So
Flint water.
Right, but like, you know, it just basically it throws away the nitrogen and delivers what's left, which is like 98% oxygen. And you put it in a tube, and I just like... I mean, it's medically required. I need it because I'm having problems with my lungs to where, like, my oxygen is generally below 90%. Above 90% is good. 95% is really good. Most people don't get above that, or, you know, athletes might get up to 99%. And I have, like, equipment to measure this that goes on my finger and tells me what my oxygen is, my heart rate, my blood pressure, and all this. So, but... The oxygen concentrator is pretty much free. Now, they cost about $1,200. You could probably get one used for about $800 online. And they just run forever and just make oxygen. So you literally, if you got power at Porkfest, which you do in Agoura Valley, you could have an oxygen bar. Now, the thing that oxygen bars do wrong is they charge too much and they add scent. Like, basically, they add, like,
really?
The stuff that's in, like, nicotine vape without the nicotine. They add, like, flavored, you know, petroleum jelly distillate or whatever it is. And it's really bad for you. That stuff's bad for you. Especially, like, with oxygen, you're breathing it in and, like, holding it in. Whereas vaping, you probably aren't. Or maybe you are. Vaping kills. Vaping's horrible. It's better than cigarettes, but it's kids. Here, just because the FDA is evil doesn't mean that if the FDA hates something, it's good for you.
Right.
That's what I got to say.
Government's always wrong, no matter what they do.
A broken clock is right twice a day. I mean, it's like, if it's common sense, it's common sense.
Yeah. And, you know, here, I'll say something about positive about Big Pharma. When are we going to get to native land?
Oh, my God.
And I'll say something negative about alternative medicine. At least Big Pharma admits everything they sell will kill you. You ever watch the ads these days?
Oh, my gosh. It's like, why would anybody take any of that crap?
Side effects may include anal leakage, baldness, blindness, and death. I am on 7 asthma medicines right now. 3 of them have, as a side effect, increased chance of death from asthma in these asthma meds.
Yeah.
It's rare, but, you know, yeah.
There's this one medication, and I can't remember what, you know, what it was for, but what was noteworthy to me was the fact that it said that it could cause you to get this disease that would kill you, like kill you, not may
Whereas
kill you, but would kill
you. Alternative medicine always denies that there's any risk. And I'm not saying Big Pharma is always good and alternative medicine is always bad. There's exceptions on both ends, but. And, you know, the fact that government and monopolies and intellectual property control Big Pharma is why my hamster ovary medicines cost $6,500 a dose or $13,000 a month. All right. So speaking of intellectual property and how evil it is, there was this band called Negative Land. Man, I am on. Remember how sick I was like 6 months ago? I wasn't even doing this show. And when I did, I'd come on for a half hour and go like, well, I had my precancerous polyps removed today, but I'm too sick. I can only do one segment. I have to go now. And I'm
the
back
organ
to doing
recital.
Like, the organ recital. I'm back to doing like every episode, every show, and just, wah! But I'm still sick. Like, I went out and tried to shovel today, and I shoveled like 3 feet and felt like I was going to die and came in and my heart rate was 125. So, can't Will make it his wish, man, but I don't think so. I think I'm getting stronger.
No.
All right. So, Negative Land. They were from my neighborhood. Here's what I remember about Negative Land. I saw them once at the Kennel Club in San Francisco. It was totally packed. It was like, that place holds 700 people, and there were like 1,000 people there. And there weren't any instruments on stage. It looked like four accountants, like programming early computers, and they were burning toast. That was part of the show. And I thought that was so cool. And they had all these tape loops and stuff, but they were not a conventional band. And then I saw them one time down in the Lower Haight, where I lived. It was when they got the cease and desist order before they were fully sued by Island Records and Warner Chappell Publishing. And I was signed to Warner Chappell Publishing at the time. So they were they were basically told, like, the lawsuit cost them $70,000, which is more than they've made in their career of like 30-40 years. So it ruined them, but they kept going. But what they were doing was, I remember they were in front of this art gallery where their friends had an art gallery, this little like hole in the wall house art gallery, and they were running a cable out for electricity, and they had two card tables set up on the sidewalk, and all four of them were out there, and they had a t-shirt press, and they had a couple cassette dubbing decks, like that dub from one cassette to another, and they were like, bring a blank cassette and a blank t-shirt, and we'll get you our record and a t-shirt free. But they wouldn't touch it. Like, they would not, they were respecting the letter of the law and kind of making a joke of the whole proceedings by actually still providing their t-shirt of this record and the record on cassette after they'd been forbidden to. And the way they were doing it was, they set up the equipment and they're like, you bring a t-shirt and you bring a blank cassette, but they wouldn't touch the equipment. They tell you how to do it, but you had to do it. Isn't that cool? It was like file sharing before the internet, you know? It's pretty cool.
That is pretty. I love stories like that. Any way you can circumvent the law is a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
Definitely.
All right. So,
especially stupid laws.
What is your experience with Negative Land there, Jeremy?
Well, when you brought them up before, I kept going, why have I heard that name before? Why have I heard that name before? So I went to Wikipedia to look them up, and the first, I scroll down, and I see about them doing work with Chumbawamba, which I would like to add, I don't understand why when is Chumbawamba considered an anarchist band? I don't ever recall that.
Okay, but that's because most people only know that huge hit. I get knocked down,
but I get up again. Tape it down. Yeah.
Okay, before that, they were like on the Crass label. They are anarchists, and they did like scathing things about the Queen of England. They're left anarchists and anti-capitalist, okay. The dirty
that
kind.
That makes more sense. Mm-hmm. That makes more sense.
Yeah, I like that people
that's
think
kind of what I
okay,
thought.
So we got to move this along here. So, well, what do you know about them?
No, I just that as soon as I saw that, that's where it clicked in, because I remember they did a project with Chumbawamba called the ABCs of Anarchism, and Chumbawamba's song was connected with a Teletubbies, because I saw that, I'm like, Teletubbies, why is this all connected? But yeah, that makes sense.
Yep. Okay, so we're gonna read really quick. The letter I sent an email to Mark from Negative Land, like, check out this license, Bipcot. And I don't think he knew it was my license, because he's like, I don't know what these people are looking for. Like, you know, they still haven't found what they're looking for. Who are these people? But so, Jeremy, read his lines, and then Diana, you read her lines, and then we'll probably not make it through the break, but we'll come back. So go ahead.
All right. Well, he wrote back. He said, it's an interesting gesture, though. Though, how would it apply to in the real world, or what legal teeth, so to speak, would it have? Which is interesting, coming from somebody who supposedly is against IP.
has been gnashed by the teeth. Oh, right. The other thing is, he's on the board of directors of Creative Commons, which is an alternative license that has teeth, but is actually kind of legally, I like it, but it's kind of legally confusing, because it's like, it's actually 12 different licenses, or 18 or something, and like, some of them aren't even compatible with each other. And then there's a big problem, which I don't even consider a problem, it's funny, is people very often will take someone else's copyrighted media, put a Creative Commons license on it, and upload it to YouTube or somewhere else on the internet, and then everyone thinks it's covered by Creative Commons, and yeah, it's, we'll be back at this trip to the market. Wines.
Worms.
Worms.
You're
listening to The Freedom Fiends, an invigorating alternative to those other shows.
Are you sick of peaceful people being locked away for victimless crimes? Instead of trying to get out of jury duty, consider taking it so you can do the right thing. A single juror with a conscience can send someone home to their family instead of to a jail cell. If there's no victim, how can there be a crime? And if the judge or prosecutor are keeping you in the dark, what are they trying to hide? You can vote your conscience instead of being a pawn of the state. For more information, Google jury nullification or check out the Fully Informed Jury Association at fija.org.
If people only knew what we said during the break.
Yeah.
This is pretty off
terribly disappointed.
This is pretty scandalous.
And Chumbawamba will make a song out of it. Yeah, I hated Chumbawamba before anyone heard of him. Like, way before that hit, I had a roommate that was in the band Crass and Chumbawamba. And, man, lefty anarchist. Okay, so Diana's going to read my answer to Mark from Negative Land's question. What teeth does the Biff Cut License have? Go.
Yeah,
go,
so you go. I'm going. Okay, so you say, hey, Mark, the Biff Cut License really doesn't have a lot of legal teeth, other than maybe a preemptive defense against the artist being sued in civil court for slander / libel if the artist makes fun of and or makes up things about the government, person, or entity violating the license. Probably no teeth, though, because after all, we're talking about governments. Governments can, by definition, lie, cheat, steal, and murder, and get away with it. Also, they run the courts, so they always have home court advantage. However, part of the point of the BIPCOT no-gov license is pointing out that conventional copyright really has lost its teeth due to file sharing and people just not giving a hoot if they share some movie or song published by some giant corporation. Sure, the corporations can try to extract a few grand from the mother of some 12-year-old girl once in a while, but it backfires PR-wise. And for every person they fine, about a million people get away with that. Get away with it. I like that. Think how much damage Warner suing Negative Land over trademark did to Warner's versus any remedy they received, or how much damage Metallica did to their reputation by trying to sue their fans over Napster, or how most people who know what a patent troll is would like to hunt them down and grind them into cat food to feed to feral cats. The BIPCOT license is a natural extrapolation of the GNU GPL license and the idea of Creative Commons. GNU's GPL and CC are built over copyright and have legal teeth, but how often is the copyright under CC and GPL actually used in court? Rarely to never. People do what they want with media these days. It's a great thing. And Negative Land is an important part of why that shift occurred. By the way, I live in Wyoming now, but I used to see y'all when I lived in the Lower Haight back when you were getting sued. I remember seeing you setting up a card table on the street and letting people copy your music and t-shirts. That was awesome. I was singing and playing bass in the band Bomb back then. We were signed to Warner Brothers and Warner Chapel, and were getting dropped and screwed by both at the same time they were suing y'all. Us getting screwed over by Warner Brothers and Warner Chapel really informed me on being anti-IP before it was cool. And Negative Land burning toast on stage at the Kennel Club was a hoot to me. And then I guess here Mark says...
Okay, let Jeremy read the Mark part.
Okay.
And, less important, but if they're trying to get this out there more, it's kind of off topic and very confusing logo they came up with. A wolf vampire / monster about to bite you? I don't get it. What is that supposed to convey?
It's kind of funny, though, because, like, ANCAPs and libertarians get the BIPCOT license instantly without an explanation. But yeah. I guess this guy's like a different generation. But
it's like the porcupine, sort of.
Yep.
LOL. I just told our art guy, give me something that has teeth. And he did. He also added a tongue, as in, we're sticking our tongue out at entities that violate our license. It may not immediately convey that, but many logos don't convey much. They just look bold and memorable. I mean, what the heck does the Starbucks logo convey? Some lady with horns and stars? What does that have to do with expensive coffee and lame neon jazz CDs? I also wanted the BIPCOT license to be reminiscent of the UN logo. Our logo is the same color and shape. UN because they make unenforceable rules all the time, and BIPCOT is pretty much all about unenforceable rules. The BIPCOT license certainly has more legal teeth than a copyleft logo. Copyleft has somewhere between no legal weight and a confusing legal weight. Same thing legally with putting no copyright. I'd argue that BIPCOT has as much de facto teeth as Creative Commons or even copyright these days. Copyright is dead. Corporations are just slow to get the memo. They are dinosaurs lumbering and thrashing in the tar pits as they go extinct. I love that. A few dozen people are already using the BIPCOT license. They're listed on the BIPCOT.org website. I never owned any Negative Land official releases, only bootlegs, LOL. So I don't know what, if any, license you use. What do you use? If you want to try using the BIPCOT license on a project, I'll pay for an artist to make a Negative Land-specific variant of the logo that makes more sense to you. I would love to have you on my radio show, Freedom Beans. We're syndicated on 32 nations. Stations nationwide.
Nations,
I know. I'd also like to read your questions here and read my answers on the show and add them to the FAQ on the BIPCOT website. Are you cool with that? Keep up the good work and thank you for your service, Michael W. Dean.
Mike, he never wrote back, so I just read it anyway.
Yeah.
It's probably as interesting as interviewing anybody and easier. Because it's a great letter. I'm proud of it. I spent over an hour writing and rewriting that
really,
before I sent it.
Really, really good letter. Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
I am a man of letters.
Good stuff, man.
Good stuff. Great show, y'all.
Yeah,
I think we need to get oxygen concentrators for every fiend. So we only need to raise, like, what, $25,000 for that?
Yeah. No problem.